Greetings in Jesus' name. Starting with something that I pasted on my social media wall some time ago. What I was saying there, I'll just read it out. I was saying, when a woman is hurt or angry, she wants to talk about it. When a man is hurt or angry, ladies, we need our space to process it alone. Then after that, we'll talk. We are built like that. End quote. Yes, yes. This goes into the heart of what I'm communicating always when we are at our ecstasy marriage seminars, to say that men and women are so different. They are more different than we ever thought as husbands. Whatever that wives, women thought about men in terms of how different we are, whatever they thought, it was really an understatement in whatever they perceived the differences to be. They were worse. They're actually worse. You understand? So, this statement captures that. To say, when I'm a woman, because of the way I'm built, I want to talk about it. This thing, I'm upset. Who's ready to listen? So a woman would want to talk, and open up and say, they said, would you believe that they did this? Would you believe they said this? That's a woman. Then the same woman would want to approach a man and tell a man to open up. She will tell a man to say, no, don't shut me out. I want to know, what did they say? Speak. Then she's frustrated when the man refuses to talk, just wants to be alone. It's like he's dodging the subject. And she thinks, you're pushing me away. You're shutting me out. Who do you want to speak to now if you don't want to speak to me? I can see you are upset. I know this thing devastated you. Speak, let me in, baby. You see that pestering, that pushing. She'll be surprised that the guy will shut down even further. And will, in a way, almost shut her out and just cut her off and say, now come on, man, I'm not ready to talk. I don't want to talk about this, I told you. Then the wife doesn't understand it. The guy might say, I'm going to the gents. I'm going to see my friends. I'm coming. I'll see you later. We'll finish this later. And the wife will be frustrated even more to say, oh, the guys are better than me now. I want you to open up and let me in and tell me how you feel, what's going on. Instead, you're going to go to your friends or you're going to open up to them now. What's that about? What's your problem? So it is this misunderstanding about ourselves that causes problems, because she's going to be more hurt now, thinking that maybe she's loved less, not trusted, not needed by him. And all of that, there couldn't be any further from the truth. He is a man, he's not a woman. When he is hurt, he's designed to process it internally in silence. That's how a man thrives. So women will not know that automatically unless they are told. It's not possible. You've got to be taught, you've got to be informed that, hey, this one is not another woman. When he's hurt, unlike you, who came as an advanced machine from God, you came with the built-in therapeutic function. That function is talking. As you speak about what hurt you, what upset you, what frustrated you, the internal self-healing mechanism is triggered. In women, women are so awesome that they can heal themselves by talking. A man is an older version, an archaic machine that is not as advanced as you are, a man would need space and say, I need to think, I need to be alone. He might need to do something to take his mind off things, watch a game, go outside to take a drive, or go do something. We need to have wives who will understand and say, okay, I'll give you this space. Wives will say, hey, why are they like this, these people? But all right, it's fine, that's how they are. Let me not push. He'll come around. He's not a woman. When he comes around, it will be my turn to be let in. Because at least his emotions would be calmer. He would have seen the end from the beginning, because men are gifted like that. Men are very logical, so men are always thinking the consequences of actions. So say, if we do this, this is how it can backfire, and if it backfires, that can be plan C for plan B and D, that plan C that failed. And men wants to look at the whole picture holistically. That's why we take time to act. Men are not too quick to act, because they want to internalize something first and think about it, you know. So women are awesome. They are very, very advanced machines. They can multitask, do many things at once, and, you know, so they are quick. So don't be frustrated with your spouse when they seem to take time. Just understand, this is a man. He's still thinking, he's still processing it. He's thinking about it. When he's ready to talk, he will tell you that, I thought that we can do this like this, but the problem I saw was ABC. So I'm out of ideas now. What do you think? Or I'm left with this as the next best thing. What do you think? Then that's your chance to come in and assist and add value to the way forward you need to take, you see. So understand one another.